Kenya plans to replace its current commercial debt with cheaper debt from development finances and ally nations. This is according to the acting head of National Treasury, Ukur Yatani. This aims to lower the high level of public debt, which rose to 62% of the GDP in the past year. There have been repeated warnings of mounting debt from the IMF and economists. The debt hit an all-time high of 6 trillion shillings in 2019. The Kenyan government is determined to lower the government debt to manageable levels. However, the need to finance projects in healthcare, manufacturing, agriculture and housing is expected to push the level of national debt upwards. These projects are necessary to maintain an economic growth rate above 5%. Public debt is expected to reach 6.7 trillion shillings by the end of the year. Since taking office in July 2019, the acting Treasury Cabinet Secretary, Dr. Ukur Yatani, has made changes aimed at reducing government expenditure. Some of the reforms are limiting foreign trips for public officials, as well as cutting expenditure on the international travels. In an opinion piece published in the Daily Nation, Dr. Ukur Yatani revealed that the government intends to refinance the commercial loans with affordable concessionary debt.